Ferdinand's Fancy Socks. There was once a king who had a passion for socks. He had drawers and wardrobes full of them. There were striped ones and spotted ones in all the colours of the rainbow. He ordered them from all over the world. When yet another box arrived at the palace, the queen blew her top. "Ridiculous!" she stormed. "Ferdinand, you must get rid of some of them. They're taking up far too much room." "But I like collecting them," argued Ferdinand. And when summer arrived, he changed his socks 5 or 6 times a day. Soon the laundry baskets were full and overflowing.
"I refuse to wash any more socks, and it takes ages to sort them into pairs," announced the royal laundry lady, and left. "Now see what you've done," cried the queen, who was left to bring in the washing from the palace gardens. She glared at the 40 pairs of socks blowing in the breeze and vowed something would have to be done. She tried hiding them, but the king always managed to find them, and back they would go into the drawers again. One day it was very hot, and the king decided to have his usual nap in the shady part of the gardens. After much grumbling, one of the maids had agreed to do the laundry, including 45 pairs of socks. Meanwhile, the king was finding it too hot and could not get to sleep. "I can't find a cool place to sit," he grumbled, and he kept moving to another part of the gardens. Then he spotted the maid, who was just hanging up the last of the washing, and this gave him an idea. He put his chair right in the middle of the washing and sat down again. "Ah, it's cooler in here. The sheets will shade me from the sun." And he stretched out his legs and fell asleep. Now the queen had been watching him from the palace windows, and she too had an idea. She called the royal butler and the maids. They all tiptoed out to the gardens and began to take the socks off the washing line. They draped them over the sleeping king, who was snoring very loudly indeed. Soon he was covered in socks from head to foot.
"Oh, help! Help!"
he shouted a few minutes later.
"My socks are attacking me. Take them away."
"You must be dreaming," said the queen, appearing at his side.
"Oh, dreaming! It's a nightmare, I tell you. Oh, it's awful. I can't breathe, and the colours are dazzling me."
"But you like your socks so much," smirked the queen.
"I don't care if I never see another pair again."
"Close your eyes and go back to sleep again. The socks will be gone when you wake up." While Ferdinand slept, the socks were put back on the washing line. At last he woke up, rubbed his eyes, and shook his head, then went to find the queen.
"I've had a terrible dream," he told her.
"It must be the heat, dear," smiled the queen. Ferdinand began to pack his socks into boxes.
"Send them to the jumble sales. I don't ever want to see them again," he ordered.
The queen rang for the royal butler before Ferdinand could change his mind. The butler gave the boxes of socks to the page boy to take away. Then he ordered 12 pairs of very plain cotton socks for the king. The laundry lady came back, and peace returned to the palace. Then, one day, after several weeks had passed, the king received a present of 12 brightly coloured ties, some spotted ones, and others with stripes.
"I could do with a few more of these,"
he smiled contentedly to himself.
"Oh, no," groaned the queen in despair. "Not again."